Case number 9501, Richard G. and Frederica S.M. Heller, Souther Road 277, east of Angola Road East, being lots 15 and a half, lots and a half of lot 14, block O, section 2, within Angola by the Bay Development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement. Name and address.
Cynthia Baker, 14 Peddler, whoop, that's my work, 6 Waterside Lane, Harbison, Delaware.
Okay, do you swear testimony about the Gibbs from Frank Fisher Knowledge?
Yes.
For the record, I'm John Sergovic. We filed this application on behalf of the sellers who are Mr. and Mrs. Heller. They acquired the property in May of 2004, and I just reviewed the chain of title. Apparently, this house was foreclosed back in the 90s, same house. The recent survey shows that the side setback is 0.5 feet short of the 10-foot requirements. The other side of the lot shows it's 10.9 feet, so apparently back in the 80s when they placed this particular structure, somebody wasn't, if they surveyed it then, they surveyed it differently than they did today. Ms. Baker is the realtor involved, and she can attest to two facts. Do you know approximately when it was built?
I believe it was 1981.
And have we notified the association of the problem, and have we gotten a comment that they had approved it back in 81?
Yes.
And similar to Mr. Schaub's argument, would it be a practical difficulty to move this house because of its long-standing location?
Not easily.
And again, it appears that somebody historically made a mistake, and I'm looking at the chain of title. It was reconveyed at one time. Justice McNeely owned the property, and it's been conveyed a couple of times. There was a sheriff sale in 93, a sale to a private party in 03, a sale to the current applicants in 05, and nobody apparently picked up the problem. And we request that you grant the almost de minimis variance is 0.5 feet.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills? Hearing no questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve case number 9501. As I believe as it is, it cannot otherwise be developed without destroying some of the property. It wasn't created by the applicant, it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it's a minimal variance to afford relief.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson, a second by Mr. Mills, that we approve case number 9501. All those in favor of the motion, give you your voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you.